This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good afternoon. Welcome to another edition of Enterprise Biz Bites. My name is Audrey Raj, and as usual in the studio with me is the lovely
Frida Liu.
It is Tuesday, the 1st of December, Frida.
31 more days.
30 more days.
30 more days.
Yes. Can't count today.
Okay.
Yes, we are already in the month of December. But on the show today, we will have a little December story for you. But we are asking you on the show today, has COVID-19 changed the way you manage money day to day? Yes, we're going to be talking about a bit of personal finance and the way we've been spending in the year 2020, you know, during this pandemic. Also on the show today, we're going to be talking about Tony Hsieh. We're going to do a little tribute to him and his beautiful weirdness, if we can call it that. And like I said earlier, there will be a story about giving because it is the month of December. And in spirit of Christmas that's coming up, it's always about giving, is it? Isn't it? Right?
And receiving.
And receiving, of course, yes. Yes. So we'll come to that in just a bit. But like we mentioned earlier, our show today is all about how you manage money day to day. Get in touch with us and tell us if COVID-19 has changed the way you manage your money. 018-789-8899 on WhatsApp. You can also reach us on Twitter and on Instagram. At BFM Radio is our handle. We're having a bit of trouble on our poll that's happening on Twitter. I know for sure that we don't have just one vote. But then again, plenty of comments are already coming in. So you can reach us there. But there is a poll that is working, and that is on Instagram. So you can participate in our poll over there.
And also WhatsApp. Just, you know, let us know what you think. 018-789-8899.
Right. So it's coming to the end of the year. And, you know, what a year it's been, right? You know, none of us could have prepared for the events that 2020 has thrown at us. None of us would have known that, you know, just a few months into the year, we would be locked in our houses, binging on Netflix, attending Zoom meetings, and pretty much working from home for the majority of the year in our pajamas.
Okay, so neither did we know that our finances were about to take probably the biggest hit of our lives. Definitely, you know, for me as well, right? However, there might have been some financial planners out there saying, well, we've been telling you to prepare, and how many of us truthfully did we listen to them? No. Okay, so interaction with money has fundamentally changed, perhaps forever.
Yes, you know, and recently Standard Chartered conducted a survey asking the question, has COVID-19 changed the way you manage your money day to day? And they asked about 12,000 adults across 12 markets, specifically Hong Kong, India, Indonesia, Kenya, mainland China, Malaysia, Pakistan, Singapore, Taiwan, UAE, UK, and the US. And they asked them a series of questions. And for their survey, Standard Chartered assigned millennials to be at 25 to 45 at the time of the survey. And why millennials specifically? Because they noticed some really interesting results, especially for the millennial group. And we've kind of cherry-picked a couple of these results to discuss.
Millennials 44.
Yeah, 25 to 44, according to Stan Chart.
Okay, so some of the highlights, right? Around the world, millennials are the most likely to be struggling to meet day-to-day expenses, 41%, and report high levels of borrowing in the last month, that's 35%.
Yeah, yet faced with these challenges, the pandemic has spurred this generation specifically to better prepare for their financial future, encouraging the millennial bunch to make changes to how they manage their money.
So in Malaysia, 74% of millennials have found managing their money more difficult since the start of the COVID-19 outbreak. The millennials are 107% more likely than those over 45 to feel they don't have control of their bank balance. I guess the survey wasn't done with me. Meanwhile, 23% reported that their borrowing has increased in the last month versus 15% of those aged over 45.
Right. And despite these significant challenges, millennials are the most likely generation to be in active pursuit of their long-term financial goals. 34% of Malaysian millennials are saving for a major purchase, such as a new car or a home. And, you know, 34% of Malaysian millennials are doing this compared to 33% globally. And 20% of those are over the age of 45, and 18% of those, while 45% are trying to save more for retirement compared to 44% of those over the age of 45.
Right. To meet these ambitions, half of Malaysian millennials want to better track and budget their spending compared to 37% globally. 61% want to change the budget for daily spending, and 28% started started using a new money management or budgeting app since the pandemic began. 62% of those who haven't started using a money management or budgeting app plan to do so in the next 3 years.
Yeah. The Malaysian millennial is also 340% more likely than those over the age of 45 to have started a digital piggy bank or a coin jar. 65% of them are more likely to have started using a money management or budgeting app, like you just said, Frida, and 150% more likely to have started using a savings or investment app for the first time during this pandemic. 67% had a positive experience in new ways to manage their money since the start of the pandemic.
Right. So the embrace of new technology to help manage money amid the current economic turmoil, maybe while millennials are more confident than any other generation that they can achieve their long-term financial goals. I think you can see it, right? More than one third, 36% millennials in Malaysia are more confident that they were than they were before the pandemic started. And this is compared to 46% globally.
Yeah. And in contrast, only 21% of Malaysians over the age of 45 feel more confident they'll reach their financial goals, with those over 45 the least confident about achieving their financial goals since the COVID-19 outbreak began.
Those over 55, is it? Okay. So meanwhile, across all the generations, the pandemic has made people more careful with the saving and spending and less likely to splurge, for sure. Over half of the respondents, 54%, said they would save the cash in case of emergency expense, while in contrast, only 3% said they would use the money for foreign holiday, because there is no foreign holiday you can go to now.
Yeah, or at least for the near future, right?
Yeah.
Well, you know, some of the questions that they asked in the survey were like, you know, what are your financial goals? What challenges are you facing right now? And how will you overcome your challenges and reach your goals? Also, you know, if you started using a new money management or budgeting app or a digital piggy bank or a coin jar, you know, during this pandemic, and if you're more confident than you were before the pandemic that you can meet your long-term goals. Now, I think, Frida, looking at this, there's plenty of figures here, and we were just rattling off. I'm not sure if everybody managed to catch that, but it's really interesting how the millennials seem to be, more adventurous with trying these money management apps and these budgeting apps. Also, maybe, you know, there's just been a need for it because they're the ones that have been hardest hit and they're the ones that have seen an increase in borrowing, right?
And because this is time, right? You're building up your life, your car, your house and all that, and suddenly you're affected by it and you're thinking, wow, what am I going to be doing, right? Because you have been hardest hit. I guess like the older ones, if they had done the savings that we've done it earlier, you know, it's like nearing the end of their mortgage or what have you, right? So that's the thing, right? So it's been really affected. Yeah.
Now, this pandemic has really maybe just shifted the focus on the way we spend our money, and just in talking about finances in the first place, right? Because maybe some of us have had pay cuts, maybe pay deferment. Some of us have lost our jobs. Some of us have, you know, had our contracts reduced or renegotiated.
Or if you're married, one spouse has been affected.
Yes, you know, and also at times like this, if you were part of the gig economy, you've seen the inability to go out and actually work during this time. So obviously, our financial lives have been impacted. So we've all started to pay closer attention to how we spend our money, right? So I guess, I think for the millennials, you know, for something like this to be happening so early on in their careers or in their life, their working lives, it makes you think about, okay, how do I spend my money and how am I going to be able to afford retirement? So maybe that's the reason why. Because, I mean, looking at this report, right, just personally, I've actually downloaded a budgeting app during the pandemic.
Okay.
And I've also tried out new investment apps as well during this time, trying to grow my wealth, you know, thinking about, you know, if this is going to be what it's like, you know, what if this happens again in the near future, in five years down, we have another pandemic and, you know, income is affected and the economy is likewise, then what do we do then? So you're going to need to start planning for the future, right? So it's made me think about these things. And I'm wondering if it's the same for the people out there.
Right. Because in your case, like you are young kids.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So that there's also then you're thinking about, my goodness, now how am I going to support these young kids? They've got the whole, you know, like they've got 10, 15 years ahead of you, right? In that case, with college and all that. So
don't remind me. Yeah.
Mine's almost over. Okay.
But get in touch with us and tell us if COVID-19 has changed the way you manage your money day to day. 018-789-8899 on WhatsApp. You can also send us your comments on Twitter at BFM Radio. And we have a poll happening on Instagram. Yeah. You can participate on that as well. At BFM Radio is our handle. We have a little bit of Paul McCartney with the Jet right now. But when we come back, we'll speak to a resident financial, personal finance expert expert right here at BFM to get his thoughts. And he's a millennial as well, right? Mm-hmm. Is Roshan counted as a millennial?
Yes, yes.
Yeah, very... So, you know, we'll get his thoughts on that as well. This is Enterprise Biz Bytes, BFM 89.9.
Balanced Frank Medium, BFM 89.9.
Welcome back. This is Enterprise Biz Bytes with Frida Liu and Audrey Raj. On the show today, we are asking you if COVID-19 has changed the way you manage your money day to day. 018-789-8899 on WhatsApp, at BFM Radio on Twitter and on Instagram. Just taking a quick look at the poll that we have running on Instagram, 79% of our respondents have said, yes, it has changed the way they manage their money. Only 21% say no. We also have a poll happening on Twitter, but it's not
working.
Really working today. A bit of a slow start to December on Twitter, I guess. But we do have a couple of messages.
Okay, yes. Here we have 9228. He says, 2020, the grand reset in our life. Money, use of food, shelter, medication, supplements, and helping the less privileged. Hardly shopping. Some spending online, learning, and books. Okay. Ro says, after a stint hosting the morning run, Audrey has gained the nickname Audrey Rajin.
Oh, thanks for that role.
Okay. It says, money, what money? Not even COVID-19 ringgit lah.
Oh, like 19 ringgit.
Ah,
right.
See? Okay.
Okay, we are talking about this today because a Standard Chartered survey revealed insights into how Malaysian millennials are managing their money in the aftermath of this pandemic. And according to the report, the millennials are most likely to save more for retirement or try to invest better. Thanks to COVID-19.
I guess, right?
And we managed to pin down the host of Ringgit and Cents and the co-host of The Morning Run, our very own Roshan Kanisan. Well, you know, he was in between filming bits and pieces. You know, that's what influencers do,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, I tell you.
You know, is he even a millennial? No, that is a question. He is, right?
He is
a pretty young dude. And we thought we'd ask him about what he thought about this report and also, you know, some of the trends that's happening with him and, you know, his group of friends. So Roshan, now when you talk amongst your friends, do you seem to find that a lot of them are now trying to tighten their purses or wallets and spend less?
Hey guys, thanks for having me on. I do notice this actually amongst a lot of my friends this year. Whether they have their jobs or they lost their jobs or they've got reduced incomes, everyone seems a bit more concerned over money and is a bit more cautious with expenditure. Even the ones who were, let's just say, a bit looser with their wallets are being a bit more cautious. And the ones that were cautious are even more cautious. So yes, I do definitely see this happening. And in fact, personally, I'm definitely more cautious with my expenditure. I'm making sure that I'm triple thinking before I spend anything. I mean, I didn't spend anything over the weekend for Black Friday or Cyber Monday.
Right. So Roshan is cautious, sir. Right. So Roshan, are they actively talking about investing and putting the money aside somewhere?
To be honest, it's a bit of a mix. You have I have my friends who do actively talk about investing and putting their money away. I mean, they all talk about putting their money away, right? But savings and investing are two different things. So a lot of them do keep savings aside and they try their best to keep that money aside and not get tempted by using it. But when it comes to investing, it does get a little bit more complicated. A lot of them do just rely on EPF alone. Some of them are starting to look at robo-advisory, maybe even some unit trust funds on their own. They are definitely interested. They definitely want to do something with their money, but it can often be a very scary and complicated process in which then, you know, everything starts getting very confused and you start putting things aside. But putting the money aside, even as savings, is a great start, I think, for most of them. But I think it's important to remember that savings is an investment, right? You're not necessarily getting a return on that. And it's important to take note of that.
So, Roshan, how are they choosing to achieve their long-term financial goals?
Yeah, I guess this is a little bit of a mixed bag because how they choose to achieve their long-term financial goals really depends on what they're comfortable with as well. I mean, a lot of them focus on just EPF, right? I think that's the most organic way a lot of employed individuals do it. And in fact, right, even the non-employed or non-formal employed can voluntarily put money in EPF. And I do see a lot of people do that, or at least top up their EPFs. But some do start looking at things like share investing, although that is a whole different process. And a lot more are starting to pay attention to the robo-advisors, the digital investment management systems that have come up in Malaysia. We currently, I think, have 7 of them here. But also, you've got the private retirement scheme because there's a tax relief to that. So, of course, they're paying attention to that. And that taps into the private funds that we have here through unit trusts or things like that. So, they're, depending on if we were just looking at long-term goals, these would be the typical ways, right? So, we've got EPF and Amana Saham, of course. You've got the PRS. And you've got the robo-advisors, which is a bit more of a newer concept here. And then, of course, there are some who directly invest in the stock market. But again, it's not most of my friends don't do that. It's a subset who are really interested in money and finance and the personal finance.
Right. So how different might these goals be to the former generation?
Ooh, this is quite a good question. And I have to be straight up and honest here that my frame of reference, I guess, is limited to my family friends and things like that. And when we're talking about how the goals are different, I'm not sure how solid my parents' generation's goals were, right? I mean, they had to put food on the table for their family. They knew they had to keep some money aside for retirement, but a lot of it was put towards buying a house and buying a car and everything around that sort of situation. With some of the younger, or at least looking at my friends, they do have similar goals, right? There are the traditional goals that you want. A lot of them still want to buy a house. They still want to buy a car. But they're still planning for retirement. I don't think the goals have changed so much. I think what has typically changed has been the day-to-day behavior in terms of how people spend money, which may not have been the case 30 years ago in terms of where exactly money is spent. But in terms of the goals themselves, the differences between now and the former generation, I think they're pretty much similar, although the details and how they achieve that might be different. I think it's still buying a house, buying a car, and a retirement, and of course, education for your kids. So maybe that one may be different now, because whether the younger generation has kids or not, that's a big question up in the air. Whereas in the former generation, it was kind of like a prerequisite, or at least based on my own experience watching the people around me.
Okay. So finally, what would your recommendations be to some of the millennials listening right now who might be worrying about their long-term financial goals?
Right. Okay. So let me preface this by saying that I'm not a licensed financial planner, right? So everything I'm about to say is based on my own observations, my own learnings, and the lessons I've picked up from doing Ring In Sense, the BFM personal finance show that we do every Thursday. And really, I think the key lesson here to learn is that you got time on your side. So if we're talking about millennials here, we're talking about people maybe around the 30-year age mark. So myself, a bit older than me, a bit younger than me, you've still got time on your side. If the long-term financial goal is retirement, that's still 30, 35 years. And you still have the power, you can still tap into the power of compounding over time. Sure, if it would have been better if you were 20 years old, but hey, the only time to get started is now. So I think the recommendation, or at least the key lessons I've learned here when it comes to this is start when you can and do it for the long term and be patient with it. You've got time on your side. Let compounding do its job. Mm-hmm. And compounding, if you interrupt compounding, you're going to interrupt the potential returns later on in life. But that's specifically to the retirement goal. When it comes to financial goals like buying a house and buying a car, I'm not the most well-versed in those things. There are different criteria. It depends from person to person. But again, when it comes to long-term financial goals, do it for the long run. I mean, that's self-evident there. Know that you have time on your side and just start investing somewhere. And even if it's just EPF, it's still a good start, right? And make sure whatever you invest in, it's well within your risk tolerance levels. Because the last thing you want is for you to be unable to sleep at night because of where you've put your money.
Okay, so you know what, I'm listening to this, and you know one thing about the millennials, you have time on your side, yeah. right? So that helps. I'm not saying that the older folks don't have, but this was you know Rajan Devadesan, who also comes on personal finance. He gave me this analogy one time we were talking, and he says that you know when you're in, and this analogy is brilliant. Like when you're in a, imagine, don't think about how much you can save, even if it's just 50 ringgit, right? Because if you're in a, you're in a gridlock in a traffic jam, right, and you don't have and you're not moving at all. But if you have 50 ringgit, at least you're moving an inch.
Yeah,
right.
Exactly.
And ultimately, you get to your destination, right? So it's better something than nothing.
Right. Well, you just heard host of Ringgit and Sense and co-host of the Morning Run, our very own Roshan Kanesan. But tell us if COVID-19 has changed the way you manage your money day to day. You can get in touch with us via WhatsApp 018-789-8899. You can also reach us on Twitter and on Instagram at BFM Radio is our handle. We have a poll happening on Instagram, so you know you can participate on that as well if you just want to click a button and tell us what you're doing. We'll come back to some of the messages that have already come through and also a story about how giving can be transformational. All that and more on Enterprise Biz Bytes BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.